Hello, tweeps. I hate saying that, it's such a ridiculous phrase, but it's James Haskell here again, joined by...
the ever lovable and amicable Ollie Phillips, thank you.
The human kiwi fruit, softly covered in
hair. I'm certainly not sure these nicknames that I've got at the club at the moment. I'm now in French known as the Fuit de Kiwi, which basically I thought was an endearing term because it was everybody's favourite summertime fruit, but it's not. It's because basically I'm furry all over my body except for the top and bottom of my head.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing I would like to raise was from our dinner that we had the other night.
Okay.
Where in front of our new guests, well, actually, let's talk about the start of the evening, where we came out the lift and Hugo Southall asked you whether or not you would do a strip tease for his friend's birthday. And basically, you couldn't get hold of the champagne bottle quick enough, ripped it out of his hand, stormed in, took your top off, and then proceeded to dance with her for a few minutes, right? That's my first question.
Right.
The second question I'd like to ask you is, then, within 20 minutes, you described me as white lightning personality, which I thought was, bit of pizzazz, maybe striking at the first, cast fear
bubbly.
Into many. Yeah, bubbly.
No,
whereas,
no, no. Well, let's...
your actual description was, taste rank, and to be honest... you have to drink
enough
about 3 hours to drink enough of it, and maybe you'll get used to him.
Well, no, I mean, firstly...
then you describe yourself as a malt whiskey.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll address this, you know, as you mentioned. Right, the first thing was the striptease thing. You know, I haven't seen Hugo for a while. I've been ill, near death, as we talk about in our previous audio boot. I was full of energy, so I was, you know, you said it was a girl's 35th birthday, and you know, being 25, young and youthful, I thought, well, she's not going to get much entertainment, her life's nearly over. So I thought I would...
you hear that? Life nearly over at 35.
So I thought, yeah, I'd oblige the strip teasing, you know, and we did a little... she enjoyed it.
She may well be listening to this, actually.
I kept the shorts on, everything was fine, and you followed in suit behind.
Amy, you're a lucky lady.
You know, I gave her a bottle of baby sham, as any gentleman would.
Yeah, very much so. Second, it wasn't a bottle of white lightning.
We described you as a bottle of white lightning because whenever we sit down in these family
gatherings...
I don't
think you can justify this, so I'm looking forward to hearing
it. Whenever we sit around these gatherings, you come out with a description of my personality, my various traits, and everything else like that. And I was just, you know, just putting one back at you, going, hold on a minute, I can't take any of this character assassination, so I'm going to describe you
as... I would like to clarify this tweet. My assassination of James was supposedly when he boxes. We do boxing at Stade Francais, and when we box, everyone's obviously like thinks they're Rocky Balboa, but Ras turns up and has got his proper London Street Fighters attitude. He bowls in and starts giving noises everywhere. It's like watching whatever her name was, Navratilova or Graf, when they play tennis. All you hear is every punch, ha, 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 ha. Which I told to everyone, and then that was deemed as a character assassination, so White Lightning had to come out.
So I described it as White Lightning, which, you know, in my mind is, you know, cheap, readily available. Cheap, readily available. Everyone likes it. No one will admit to it. Everyone likes it secretly. No one will admit to ever drinking it. And if you have to, you know, drink enough of it and everything tastes good.
Readily available. Yeah. Nobody likes it. They'll only go to it at desperate times and wanting to drown their sorrows.
And most of the time you drink it behind a skip at school. Yeah. Peter Kay said. No, but listen, let's get away from that. You're a lovely chap.
Thanks.
You're a lovely chap. I'm a fine, you know, malt whiskey. you don't drink, you sup.
Is that what you do with you? You sup.
You do sup. I do sup. I regularly sup.
It's a good job you didn't Freudily slip something else.
No. I'm very concerned actually about your attitude at the moment towards me.
Attitude.
Because I've come in today from a hard day's training. As you do, and you've tried to suggest that I would have sex with a cleaning lady, which
you would have sex.
There's nothing wrong with having sex with cleaning ladies, but she's a 55-year-old Romanian woman.
There's a lot of, for all you 55-year-old ladies, there's a lot of mature women out there. I will ask you point blank, because we have 40 seconds left. Would you have sex with our cleaning lady?
No, I wouldn't. Of course I would. I'm a gentleman. I'm eternity single. I'm a bachelor.
You're sitting here doing the nodding dog at the same time.
I'm literally like Mark Darcy from Bridget Jones.
In what capacity?
Well, I like to think that I'm a gentleman, you know, eternally single, a bachelor.
Nobody likes you?
Yeah,
basically.
Nobody likes me. You know,
that's probably the only similarity to you, Mark Darcy.
Possibly. But I would listen. I'm not politically clear. I would not have sex with a clean lady in any way. She's a lovely lady, but you know, I'm very happy.
Well,
being
watch
single.
This space, gang. Tea time Thursday. Quote unquote. Haskell will not have at James Haskell will not have sex with a clean lady. I don't believe it's true.
Not at the moment, anyway. No, of course, never.